the numbers are there. If a person has a passion to work with seniors and they have a drive and they can follow a method, right? Something they'll do well.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Pursuit of Profit podcast. There's a prescription for almost everything. Blood pressure, cholesterol, even restless legs. But there's no prescription for balance, flexibility, mobility, or independence. Pills can't keep you from falling, and they can't help you get off the floor once you do. The only real medicine is movement, strength, stretching, and daily activity. Today, we're talking about a franchise that proves this truth every single day. I'm joined by Corey Chapey, founder of Live to Be Healthy. His brand partners with senior living communities to deliver on-site fitness classes led by certified personal trainers. They're helping seniors gain strength, balance, and confidence so they can live longer, healthier, and more independent lives. Here's the kicker. It's extremely profitable with average gross revenue of $528,000 on a lean home-based model using fitness contractors. This is a must-listen to episode if you're interested in riding the silver tsunami. All right, let's get into it. When I first learned about you and your brand, I'll be honest with you, I assumed that you were just another, you know, home care concept, dealing, you know, senior care, companionship care, non-medical care. And then the more research I did, I'm like, man, this guy created a very unique concept. So I want to understand how this is a very niche business, and I need the audience to understand that you are not home care, right? Because that's how it's going to come across.
Yeah, correct, Cliff. I mean, falls is the number one reason why people admit their loved ones into a senior living community. But I want to go back a little bit to where after I graduated from college, I was a personal trainer. I graduated a physiology of exercise degree. There was an age group of people that seemed to be forgotten about when it comes to proven exercise programs, and it's the seniors, you know. And you don't think about it. I mean, they all have great stories, and a lot of them nowadays did not grow up exercising, right? They may have been on the farm, you know, exercising that way with work, but there was nothing out there that had a proven program for seniors inside of senior living communities. And so that's what I really wanted to do. And I will say this was back in 2006 that I thought of it, and it hit me. Let's just go to them. Let's be a mobile health club and have certified personal trainers go to where they live, primarily inside of senior living communities.
That's interesting. So you're a disruptor, right? You're a first mover, and you really don't have any known competition. That's a great place to be, because usually first moving brands, they get involved very, very early, and they put up a barrier to entry. And it's like, no, we already have that facility. We're already operating that facility. We already have that contract. Yep. And you put up a solid barrier to entry for competition. I think that's great. Get into exactly what you're doing. Like, use an assisted living facility, maybe as an example, and exactly what you're doing, whether it's you. And I have a question if you could address this. Why personal trainers over physical therapist? I'm very curious how you answer that.
Well, they're two totally different people. So physical therapy, what they do is they fix a problem, right? Personal trainers are more for prevention.
Okay.
And so we want to prevent injuries from happening, right? So with our program, the principle that we use is called muscle confusion. So what I mean by that is every time the trainer goes into a senior community to teach a class, it's a different routine every time they come in there. So you're confusing the muscle. And what's really cool about that, there's two things. One, that you're going to see a lot more results coming from it. Mm-hmm. With studies out there that show every time you're confusing the muscle, you're going to see more results that come from it. And number two, people don't get bored with it, right? Right. And so if you're always changing it up, and it's not just the resident's not getting bored with it. It's a trainer not getting bored with it too. So physical therapy, they're great with what they do, but it's restorative. And so they work with a client after, you know, an incident happened, and they keep doing the same routine over and over until the insurance is done paying with it for it. And then they kind of let them go, and then they send them to us. And so that's a big difference. We're preventative. Personal trainers or certified trainers are preventative. And therapy is restorative.
Great answer. Right. Now, we're preventing our people from ever seeing them. Like if with us, you should never have to see the physical therapist. It means you don't have an injury.
Correct. Now, getting into our classes, like you said, assisted living communities. So usually these type of communities have a life enrichment director or an activity director that teaches these classes. Now think of it this way. If you were a person looking to work inside of a senior community and you wanted to be an activity director, most of these people are not certified trainers, right? They're usually for activities. It could be for bingo. It could be bringing people to the grocery store and getting groceries, things like that, for activities, not exercise. Now here we have a group of people that their average age is usually in their mid 80s to 90 years old that you're working with.
Wow.
So you have a fragile group of people that you're just going to hand over to a person that's not certified in an exercise.
That's right.
And say, do these exercises with these people. So this community is painting all of their residents into a corner, thinking they can all do the exact same thing. So our normal classes, Cliff, will have, let's say, 8 people in wheelchairs, 8 people that are using walkers, and 8 people that are fully ambulatory. Wow. And so the trainer then customizes a class to the people that are in the class. And what I mean by that is all these exercises have different progressions. And so one person might be doing the exercise one way sitting in a wheelchair. Another one might be doing them standing. And another one might be doing them, you know, if they have a shoulder impingement, just a different way of how to do the exercise. But they're all doing the same exercise. But we're not thinking that everybody can do the exact same thing.
Okay.
And so that's why I feel it's extremely important, or I feel it's really odd that a senior community would have somebody that's not certified teaching an exercise class to a vulnerable group of people.
Right. Agreed. I mean, you're trying to prevent and avoid injury. Why put someone in a position where it's like, do you know what you're doing? Not really. But I have them standing on one leg and doing kettlebells. It's like, man, time out. I don't think that's the protocol. Right. It's like, this may not be a good idea. Like, I mean, you're saying you put emphasis on a vulnerable population. You put emphasis on their age category. Do you have liability? Are you seeing injury because of they're a vulnerable population, or no? The workout routines that you're doing, they're very safe. Like they're not falling while doing it, losing their balance.
Yeah. And that's why you have certified trainers teaching these classes. And so they can see, you know, with the training that they've had, they can really see which ones should be doing something, which ones shouldn't. But I will say sometimes there may be an accident, right? And usually that accident happens to where the trainer may have some of these residents standing up, holding their chair in front of them. And then when they're done with the exercise, now let's go back around and sit in our chair. For some reason, when they're going back around to sit in the chair, they may, you know, catch their foot on the leg of the chair or whatever. And so it doesn't happen very often. But to be honest with you, it does happen every so often. But other than that, we haven't had anything. I better knock on wood right now because we haven't had anything serious.
That's great. Yeah, good.
And we have different levels of exercise. I mean, think about it. We go into memory care communities. We go into nursing homes. We go into assisted livings. We go into independent livings. We go into 55 and up. We go into churches. We go into community centers. So we're seeing any kind of a senior, right? Anybody that's really 55 and up.
Right.
And I hate even saying 55 and up senior. I want to say active older adult, right?
Right.
So we can see anybody. So we want to challenge everybody. And what I mean by that is if I'm meeting with a 55-year-old person compared to an 85-year-old person, you're probably going to have different routines, correct?
Right.
And so we want to challenge each person to where we have different levels, and on our trainer website, the trainer can follow what level to be working with these seniors. And so we are challenging everybody, whether they're running marathons or they're wheelchair bound.
Okay, got it. Most people don't get the full story when they start exploring franchising. So they make mistakes that cost them big. That's why my business partner, Justin Guevara, and I wrote Beyond the Brand, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Fearless Franchising. It is our proven 6-step process at Franosity to help you find the right franchise, avoid costly pitfalls, and build a business that truly fits your goals. Grab your copy of Beyond the Brand on Amazon or any major book retailer and start building your future fearlessly. Are you certifying the trainer or no? They need to come to you already certified.
They are already certified through a national certification. Or they graduate with a degree with it.
Okay. Like you said, kinesiology. I have a degree in kinesiology. That's fine. So are they employed, meaning are they W-2'd? Are these subcontractors? How does that work?
Majority of them are independent contractors.
They are. Okay.
Yeah. But, that's how it all started. But there are a couple states now that inside of that state, there can be no independent contractors.
Okay. Interesting. How are we acquiring these relationships? I know there's an event coordinator. There's someone in the facility that's in charge of these things. Like you said, we're going to go grocery shopping. We're going to eat the perimeter of the store. We're going to eat clean. We're going to eat anti-inflammatories. We're going to teach you how to do that stuff. And then, well, what about me? What about Live to Be Healthy? What about this now? How are you doing that? Are you cold walking, cold calling? What's the campaign to acquire the ability to enter these facilities to host these classes?
Sure. Yeah, we want to actually go to the top. I don't want to be talking to, not that they're bad or anything, but they can't make the decision. I don't want to be talking to one of those life enrichment directors or activity directors. They're not the ones that make the final decision. Usually the executive director.
Wow. All right. So you're going straight to the top. Okay.
Yep. The executive director or the CEO of the company. So we will do some cold calling and schedule meetings that way, or we will drive up and just do drop-ins, which means we want to introduce ourselves and after maybe about 5 minutes of talking to them, see if they can schedule a time to actually sit down and meet with us. I like to sit down and meet with people face to face just so I can read them a little bit better. And it seems like, that's the old fashioned way, right? Sitting down with people right across the desk from each other and talking things through, compared to having phone calls. Even, one good thing that happened with COVID is what we're doing right now, virtual. Mm-hmm. Virtual meetings, we can do virtual, but I would still rather meet people in the flesh and they can understand us a little bit better, because people tend to ask different questions if you're in the same room. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier to shut off your computer and forget about Live to Be Healthy instead of shaking their hand, setting up the next time you're going to meet with them, or the appointment that we're going to do an informational meeting for the residents because they're going to get going with class.
I totally agree with you. So what I want to understand is the franchisee doing this, or are you doing it as the franchisor and then telling the franchisee, we closed the deal for you, you now have a relationship with this facility?
We actually give a database of senior communities inside of their territory, names of the community, the address, phone numbers, and so forth, that they can call or drop in, right? And they're usually the ones that follow our process, follow our scripts, follow our system that goes in and does the meeting. But I will say this, Cliff, if there is a company that they're working with and they've got many multiple, communities, it could be anywhere from 6 to 100 different communities, we will step in and help them. Right.
Okay.
So we will either fly there or we will have a virtual call like this and talk them through it. So, but it's mainly the franchisee that's doing it with our scripts and our process.
I mean, I could see what is it called? Altria? Do you know that facility? It's one of the largest senior living brands in the country. I could see a deal being done on a national scale and then you bringing on franchisees and expanding your channel, as you bring new people on. I mean, that's huge.
We're working with a company right now to do our franchise development called Brand One. And there's a lot of traction since we've been working with them. And we're going to be growing by leaps and bounds this next year and beyond. And at that point, with what you're talking about, maybe you've heard of the company Brookside. They're actually the largest senior company in the nation.
Okay.
We were able to go to them once we were inside of, the majority of the states. Because we've been approached and we've talked to national companies that have, hundreds of senior communities, but we weren't big enough for them to where we could have trainers going out in all the different states.
That's right.
Because we didn't have franchise owners there. So we foresee that, Cliff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't need it. You as you build your distribution channel, and you're right, you're with the right company. We just had a Brand One brand on the other day in the poop scooping business.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And Brent, they're a great brand one. You're in the right spot and they'll help you expand your brand throughout the United States.
Love working with them. And, yeah. You know, I do want to just say, I mean, think about it. If you're a CEO of one of these companies, Clef, and I mean, we have proof that we help lower the falls by anywhere from 45 to 59%.
Wow.
Okay. That's very large, right? We have a database. We have a test that we do twice a year at every senior community that we do or that we're in. Wow. And if you're a CEO and you can correlate falls to your ROI, right? And so usually if there's a fall, people leave. So now you're not getting any, you know, revenue coming from them each month because they don't live there anymore, or they pass away. And more are dying after they fall. But anyway, if we can prove to you that you can save $15,000 per fall, you can save $15,000 and we're saving X amount of falls, why wouldn't you want to do it? You know, and that's just the message that we as a franchise have to get out there, because we do have the numbers to be able to back it up now.
It makes no sense for us. So my wife is in healthcare. We have two family members in assisted living. One of the first things you do when you're looking up a facility is to get their CMS rating, right? You know this. I'm sharing this more for the audience than you. The CMS rating is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They measure fall risks. That's what they do. It's like, hey, and just for the audience, if you have anyone involved in this, it's medicare.gov/care-compare. You could go on there and you could see the CMS ratings of any facility in the country. And it's crazy. Some of them are one star, like one, people fall. And we're talking about a fall is not defined as a fall. It has to be some, you know, issue like they broke a bone, right? They define it as like a major injury, which is a fracture, a dislocation, you know, intracranial injury, lacerations, something like that. That's what they're measuring. And why would a facility say no to increasing their CMS rating? Like, this is just golden. And I was going to ask you, like, do you have data, empirical data, that suggests close the loop on this. How were you quantifying that statement? Like, how do you know that? Meaning, Cliff, we had 16 people. 16 people fell 1, 2, 3 times prior to us meeting them. Fast forward 3 years of working with us, they've not fallen at all.
Yeah, there's two things I want to talk about. So you're talking about data. One of them, we actually did a case study in one of our territories and did it over 4 months and found out that with these communities that we were in, it was a 45% decrease in falls. So we did our own case study. This was probably about 4 years ago. And then another one you're just talking about over 3 years. We're with a memory care community. And the first year that we were there, there was 125 falls the first year we were there. And by the third year, we lowered their falls 59%.
Wow.
Now keep in mind, we don't know when people fall. Unless they're in their class, right? We don't know, but they have to track it every time somebody falls, you know? And so these were the numbers that we got back from the senior community.
Right.
And after that 3 years, I got the call from the CEO or COO and said, Corey, told me the numbers and said, we want you in all of our locations because this affects our bottom line. And so just like that, overnight, we got into a number of locations because of the numbers that he gave me.
That's really interesting. So I don't know if this works for you, but I'm going to share this with you and the audience. Episode 84 was Peter Ross. He was the CEO and co-founder of Senior Helpers. The guy expanded over 400 units throughout the country. He created a concept called Town Square. I can see your company entering his business, and the guys at Brand One would know how to get in touch with Peter. Okay. But it's episode 84. On this guy's scaling large. I mean, and there's no competition with you. These are massive investments. So anyone listening is not struggling between your brand or a town square. But I could totally see you going into their facilities. It's an adult daycare. They're going in there. They're doing reminiscence therapy right? So you walk in and it's a throwback to 1950. There's a 57 Chevy like sitting in the, right? You're going into an old diner, like Back to the Future type diner, right? And it's bringing back memory recall and it really helps these people. I think what you just said, people run their mouth and throw statistics out. We do this, we change lives, right? It's, to me, sometimes it's like, okay, like everyone's saying, I got painting franchises telling me they change people's lives, right? They love the color of their bedroom, changes their mood. This is different. Like this is next level changing lives. And I love that you quantified it with a case study, took over facility, went there with frequency. It, what is the frequency? And the, like in that memory care example, are you going there weekly, every like 2 times a week?
Yeah, I want to quickly hit on what you were just talking about though. So you can, it seems like month after month nowadays, there's studies that come out about being a senior and doing resistance exercises. Most seniors, when they live inside of a senior living community or when they go to a health club, what do you think they end up doing for an exercise?
Right. I don't know. Nothing.
Walking on a treadmill.
Right.
Sitting on a recumbent bike. Right. Some kind of cardiovascular exercise. But with these studies, it shows that if they are actually doing any type of resistance exercising, it actually helps the brain. It helps slow down the process of dementia. Mm. And what I mean by resistance training, it could be a, you know, just body weight exercises. It could be using dumbbells. It could be using bands. I mean, balls, things like anything with resistance,
right.
It's helping them slow down the process of dementia. And actually we've had some testimonies from loved ones of people in a memory care community saying that they were starting to remember things again that they didn't in the past, you know, in the last couple of years. But you said how often? We usually, our normal program is 3 days a week.
Wow.
You know, but we're very flexible. If a community says we want you in here 5 days a week, we're there 5 days okay. a week, or 7 days a week. Or if they say we want you in here from 9 to noon teaching 3 different classes each day, we're very flexible. But our normal program is 3 days a week, 45-minute classes. And keep in mind, they're all customized to the people who are in the class because the people that are in ABC community here and XYZ community across the street are totally different people. And so the trainer customizes to the people that are actually in the class.
I love it. And I love what you said. Yeah, I love that. If you think about this, your business, there is a prescription for literally everything. I mean, literally, do you have restless legs at night? We have a prescription for that. Like this muscle, mobility, and movement are real medicine if you want to age gracefully and with mobility. There is no prescription for what you do. And that's one of the reasons why I really like it. Unfortunately, we're dealing with the largest generation, 1946 to 64, typically. They're aging out very, very quickly. They never went to a gym. They just don't do. They laughed at yoga. They didn't like, Pilates. They didn't even know what Pilates is. Like, they're just not into this stuff. So I love that you're bringing these. Let's talk about some of the things that you're doing. I heard Tai Chi, which I thought was great, which is proven. That's slow flow movements, right? Instead of yoga, where you get in a position and hold it, for maybe a minute or half a minute. Let's go through some of the services that you're doing with these folks.
Yep. You just mentioned one of them. Our primary class would be a strength and balance class. That's really concentrating on balance and just a full body exercise program, again customized to what their needs are. We do aqua classes, and so there's a lot of people now that would maybe prefer aqua. They have a pool inside of their senior community, so we teach aqua classes. We do yoga classes as well, and so it could be chair yoga. Most of them are chair mm-hmm. yoga, and then tai chi. And then also we're starting 2 brand new programs, which would be just basically one-on-one training. So we can really customize the program just to that single person, or a small group class, which would be anywhere from 3 to 5 individuals working out at the same time. So we offer a lot. And I will say what we offer today is probably going to be different 5 years from now. The health and wellness industry is changing all the time, right? I do want to go back though. You have any idea how the program started?
No.
I want to take one minute to talk about that. I started inside a very small assisted living community. And after working with the seniors 3 days a week for a few months, I came back and I showed them test results. So when I first came in there the first week, I did testing on them, standardized testing for strength, upper and lower body strength, flexibility, and balance.
Okay.
And 3 months later, I came back and I did the testing again. I was ecstatic with the numbers.
The improvements.
So much. And so I remember putting the test results on a beautiful, colorful sheet of paper. And I called up the two owners of the community and we sat around one of their dining room tables. And when I got to balance and I said, now keep in mind, the average age was 93 in this class, 93. And so when I got to it and the balance and I said, the increase was 253%.
Wow.
253%. And then their eyes got big, but then they stopped me right there and said, Corey, we see changes in our residents every day. And then they started telling me the changes that they are seeing. Here as a trainer, I was looking at the testing that I do, right? Their balance, their upper body strength, lower body strength, and their flexibility. That's what I was looking for. But they started telling me, you know, people are sleeping better. They're eating better. Their mood is much better. Their bowel movements are better. They're taking less medication. These are things that I didn't think about that I just take for granted. And you probably take for granted as well. But for them, these are very big things.
Totally.
And one of the best testimonies that I don't really understand was this lady said she was really excited. She said, now I can put my bra on behind my back instead of in front and twisting it around.
That's
you know,
great.
But that was big for her.
Right.
That was a big thing
for
her.
Shoulder issues, range of motion. That's not easy.
Yeah. So then before I walked out that door of that very first location, this is why we are here today.
I love it.
Comment right here.
You had a video of a lady is like, I could brush my teeth again or something. I was like, what?
So this is the comment right here, Cliff, that I'm going to tell you. The two owners said, Corey, don't be selfish. Let other seniors take advantage of this.
Wow.
That's where it hit me. I walked out of the door at cloud nine, right? And then after that, things just kept rolling and communities wanted the program. And now here's where we are today.
I think it's great. I love it. What a legacy. What a legacy brand. Think about the number. Speaking of, I thought I had some data on that. I thought it was some crazy numbers that I read. I don't know if it was on your website. It was something about the number of people. You have 250 personal trainers, providing group training. 11,500 seniors per week are being worked with, resulting in 600,000 annual senior participation. 600,000. This is a remarkable number.
Now, it's hard for me to understand that because when I started this, it was just supposed to be for me.
Right. Yeah. Just for the audience, there's 62 million seniors that are 65 and over in America. 3.5% of them currently live in some type of senior facility. But the kicker is that by 2030, 1 in 5 Americans will be over the age 65. 1 in 5. You're talking about 80 million people by 2040 will be over 65. That 80 million.
Would you say, Cliff, that there's a lot of senior living communities out there right now?
I mean, I live in Florida, so I'll say yes to that. I think that they're popping up. But yeah, so, I'm in Florida.
So the numbers that you just, I mean, they're everywhere. Anytime I drive by a building that's being put up, most of the time it's a senior living building.
That's so true.
Whether it's a 55 and up, assisted living, whatever it is. And in order for those numbers that you just gave, in order to house those, you have to have 3 times more the amount of senior communities being built.
I believe
than what there are today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very growing industry.
Absolutely. We're seeing it in franchising. They're buying single family homes and they're converting them to assisted living facilities. You know, obviously really high care, high touch ratio of care is like 1 to 5, 1 to 8. Which you don't see in a facility, but absolutely. I have family members that manage, just like you would manage a storage unit, they manage senior centers like that. So it is a massive, massive industry. Completely agree. And again, what you're doing is remarkable. Let's talk about the payment. Who's paying for this? How they're paying? can I get it covered under Medicare, Medicaid? Back in the day, I used to own gyms and we only had personal trainers and registered dietitians meeting with our gym members. And we were using the Silver Sneaker program. What are you seeing today? That was many, many, many years ago, it was before the housing crisis.
Yeah, you know, that's a very loaded question. And I'll answer it the best I can without giving out too much information. So a good share of the classes that we have going on, this, the community sees the benefit and they will pay for it for the residents that live there. I mean, if we were helping them save falls and at the end of the year, their ROI is going up another whatever percent, then they can easily pay for our program. But there are other classes that we offer that it's just the senior that's going to be paying for the program as well, because we treat it as like a traveling health club. Okay. And so if a person wants to come in and they want to take our class, they would have to pay for it. But I will say, you said a word like Silver Sneakers. So there's three different companies that are out there right now that are like Silver Sneakers. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active One Pass. And so if anybody has anything like that, we accept that. And then they get to exercise for free because of those three brands.
If I was private pay and you came into my facility, what am I looking at as an average payment per session?
So for the resident that would be paying?
Right, right.
It's up to the franchise owner, but it could be anywhere from $45 to $55 a month.
A month, okay.
So if we're there 3 days a week, you know, it breaks down to be very cost effective.
Oh, yeah.
But again, it's like a health club. If they come one time a month, it still costs $45 to $55. If they come all 13 times, they're doing very well with what the cost is per session.
Okay, got it. And obviously that same billing methodology goes to the facility now. If the facility's paying for it, is there a break or it's kind of similar?
It's a different kind of pay. It's a set amount for the senior community as well. Okay. But as a personal trainer, I mean, back in 2000, what I was charging was $100 a session for one person.
Right.
And so when you break down our amount, it's a lot less than that for the senior community. But now there's on average of 15 to 20 or so people that are in each class.
Okay.
So keep in mind when we're saying, you know, I mean, one big thing for senior communities is a word's called length of stay. So if they can keep people living inside of their senior community longer, they save on money, right? And so the national average for length of stay for assisted living is 22 months. Right. Now that's the national average. And so with our stats, it shows that if you had our program for at least 2 years, the average stay is about 40 months for the people that are in the class. But if you've had our program for at least 3 years, then the average stay is like 56 months. So you can see they're staying a lot longer, which helps the bottom line for the senior community.
That's incredible. Yeah, the CDC even said 1,800 people die a year in like just nursing homes from fall-related injuries. 1,800 people. That's crazy. It's like if I put my mom or dad in one of these facilities, like one of you is falling.
Yeah. So they know the people that are falling, right? Because they have it. Each time they fall, they write it down. So we just let them know, bring those people to the class. We will help them, but they
so
got
true.
To, you got to, sometimes they've got to be brought to the class. Sometimes they want to come to the class. Sometimes they don't remember to come to the class. So the staff has to remember to bring them to the class and we will help them with those falls.
That's right. Yeah. I think it's great. And it helps everybody. It helps the employees. It helps the facility. I love the whole thing. I think it's great. I love the investment. It really is. Listen, for the audience, it's a low investment. This item 7 is between $77,000 and $121,900. It's a very, very low investment with a ton of upside. The item 19 is showing an average gross revenue per, I guess, location, $528,000. And the average gross revenue less the contracted labor, because you said they're contractors, $328,000. Average gross revenue less contract labor, $328,000 on $528,000 of revenue. Man.
No,
you guys are making money.
The numbers are there. If a person has a passion to work with seniors and they have a drive and they can follow a method, right? Follow a proven system, they'll do well. But you have to treat it as a business. If you're looking for a part-time business, the numbers that you just gave probably won't follow with it. It'll be more part-time money, but the numbers that you just gave, new people that are becoming on board will be actually also exploding those numbers away as well because of the new programs that we're starting to offer.
There's got to be a dozen bolt-on services that you can do. What do you think is that next service? It's like, look, we just recently added. What are you going to add? How do you increase revenue to this thing?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to give that away, Cliff, but will say one other thing that I've been noticing for years, there are some of these brand new, larger, beautiful senior communities that are popping up that have actually a very large, like an exercise studio inside of their building. And sometimes they hire an employee, the senior community will hire an employee to be the wellness director of that community. Mm-hmm. That's what I foresee us doing next as well with these very large senior communities, is actually having a trainer or trainers just staying inside of a senior community, doing the work of doing individual personal training, small group training, and these large group classes. So at that point, the franchise owner is going to be doing even a lot more revenue.
Very cool. I want to go back to what I asked you that you didn't want to answer, and I respect that. I don't want you to tell me your next move for competitive reasons, but it sounds like you have a plan. You're adding revenues streams to this existing business that could jack up the average gross revenue.
Correct. And you know, I see our business as a wellness business, not just like an exercise business. I know we do exercises, right? I see it as a wellness, and I'd like to be able to treat it as a total body wellness. And so there's other avenues inside of the wellness industry that I'd like to bring on board as well. So that'll probably be a couple of years down the road once we're able to really start servicing a lot of these national brands with our exercise program. But I want the total body wellness, not just with exercise, but other things that encompass it as well.
I love it,
more natural.
I love hub and spoke businesses. I don't like one-legged stools, but I like when you're adding a lot of these. It just bolts on beautifully. You have a captive audience of seniors. What else can you do to increase the quality of their life and shore up your business? I think it's great. Let me ask you a question. I mean, what expenses do you really have other than the labor?
That's the largest, right? And right. You don't have the labor expense until you actually get a contract. So you don't have a brick and mortar building. We're using other people's space.
Right.
So we're using their space. We're using their air conditioning, their heating. And the trainers are the only ones that you're really spending the money on. And that's why you see that in item 19, the contract labor. Like I said, it's very attractive because of the low overhead. And you're not committed to every month making sure that you need to have so much money coming in because you have to pay for a lease on the building or the utility bills and so forth. So it's the contract labor.
You're not even like the automobiles. You're not even leasing vehicles. The vehicle is provided by the contractor, right?
Yeah, it's their own vehicle. Correct.
They're paying their way to get to the facility. They're bringing.
And, you know, I mean, as a contractor too, if I was a personal trainer, I can write off that mileage too, or the gas, right?
So totally.
So they're not out because of using their vehicle. So they use that as an expense for their business.
Wow, this sounds extremely profitable. On $500,000, there's really not a lot of expenses that would chip away at that number. Sounds like a very high margin. I'm surprised you didn't do that in 2019, actually just put the actual net margin, because it sounds like it would be pretty high.
It's a beautiful number, Cliff.
I bet.
If there's a person that's looking to do well financially, but also at the same time fulfill a passion of theirs with seniors, this is the business. It's a process. It's already structured. And so that's why people buy into franchises, right? We don't want people to come in to try to redefine or reinvent the wheel, because we already have it. And so just follow the proven process and they'll do well.
Every day, and I'm not exaggerating, every day I'm on the phone with someone that is considering senior care. Every day. And I could build a very strong argument for home care, I could build a stronger argument against home care, right? Non-medical companionship care. This is one of those businesses where it's like, you want to be in senior care? Look at this. You get to impact their life meaningfully, but you're not spending 8 hours with them. You're not running errands, making them sandwiches, doing medication management, putting on a wound vac. Like, you're not doing all those things. I mean, this is really, really interesting business model to me.
One thing that people don't understand, once you get a signed agreement with a senior community, it's residual income. So every month I don't have to come back and try to resell them. Like with other businesses, you have to sell people every month, where this, you get a contract signed, and every month you send them the invoice and it gets paid. You get paid and get paid. So you get 10 different communities going this month. Guess what? Next month you have at least 10 communities going that you're getting paid.
Yeah, I love it. Recurring revenue business models, legacy, low investment, high margin, contracted labor, no employees, highly scalable, nothing but growth ahead. You have a major, major tailwind, The aging, graying, silver tsunami of America. There's a lot to like, man. A lot to like. I have to tell you, I'm into it. I'm gonna speak to my business partner, Justin. We're gonna get on a short list just for the audience. Get our book, Beyond the Brand. This is one of the top categories. We focus on five industries, and the aging, graying of America is one of them. This business model today, Live to Be Healthy, just fits beautifully in that, and it is way more exciting than home care. Way more exciting. And very profitable. Now, home care is a labor model. It's not even that profitable, meaning it's super low margin, ton of employees. This is the opposite. This is asymmetrical.
There's two industries that we deal with. It's the health and wellness and the senior population. And they're two of the largest, at least in this nation, to be working with. We are going to be growing astronomically in the next couple few years. But the people that we're looking for are the people that have passion to be working with seniors. But at the same time, it's a business, right? We're looking for people that want to make money as well and just follow the system that we have that's already proven. So we're excited to see what happens in the next year, 2 years, but we will be expanding throughout the nation. It's going to be fun to see.
Love it. I'd love to help you out in doing that and introducing some qualified people to you and Brand One.
Thank you.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out on more great content. And if you're considering investing in a franchise, whether it's the brand you feature today or another opportunity, we're here to help. Visit us at franocity.com. That's FranOcity.com. We love to help you take that next step towards business ownership.